Good morning, everyone. Just again, as we've been doing with the radio broadcast and the other broadcasts, the announcements first thing instead of at the end. Normally, this Sunday, I think this Sunday would be LWML Sunday. It's not normally, it is LWML Sunday, but normally we'd have all kinds of quilts on the backs of the pews, and obviously things have changed this year, and we do not have all of those quilts, but we do remember today the work of the LWML, and you know, they're still on a smaller scale, but they're still making the quilts, and that work is still being done. The ladies are still meeting and eagerly awaiting the time when we can open, when the Restore Illinois plan lets us all open up for Sunday school, LWML, all the other activities here at the congregation. So we'll remember the LWML in our prayers today, and also, as you notice, the table is set up out there of the reminder of the work of the LWML, and if anybody felt like donating anything to their labor, the big offering box, mite box, the big white one, is out on that table if you'd like to donate anything towards that. Sam Opperman wanted everybody to know there's still voter guides outside, not outside, on the gray shelf. So if you'd like to pick up some voter guides from the gray shelf, please do so. And also, last Sunday, we needed heat. It's that time of the year. This Sunday, it's not that cold outside, but we're trying to cut that in the middle with since we can't open windows or anything like that, since those are all sealed. So hope the temperature's acceptable today, and if not, scooch closer together or spread out a little farther, either one, whichever. And may the Lord bless us as we begin our sermon service with our opening hymn.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the September 27th worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen, Terry Biggs, and Ken Richard. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 807, When Morning Gilds the Skies, hymn number 807 found in the Lutheran service book. Zion Ladies Aid Society is sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in observation of LWML, Lutheran Women's Missionary League Sunday.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me.
Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
Make me to know your way, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way.
He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way.
All the paths of the Lord are steadfast and love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Thank you. Almighty God, you exalted your Son to the place of all honor and authority. Enlighten our minds by your Holy Spirit, that confessing Jesus as Lord, we may be led into all truth through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the 17th Sunday after Pentecost, is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you mean by repeating this proverb concerning the land of Israel? The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, declares the Lord God, this proverb shall no more be used by you in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sins shall die. And yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is my way not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? When a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. For the injustice that he has done, he shall die. Again, when a wicked person turns away from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he shall save his life. Because he considered and turned away from all the transgressions that he had committed, he shall surely live and he shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not just. O house of Israel, are my ways not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, declares the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God. So turn and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to the Lord's Prayer, what is the fourth petition?
Give us this day our daily bread.
What does this mean?
God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving.
What is meant by daily bread?
Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like.
The epistle reading from Philippians, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. And when he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I also will ask you one question. And if you tell me the answer, then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all hold that John was a prophet." And so they answered, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard the Gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The sermon hymn is number 549, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, hymn number 549, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
sermon text this morning from today's gospel reading. While he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. By what authority are you doing these things? The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's Holy Week. In our text, it's Holy Week. Might be Monday of Holy Week, maybe Tuesday, depends on who you read and which day it was. But it's Holy Week, and Jesus rode into Jerusalem with purpose. The purpose to be lifted up and to die for the sins of the world. Jesus rode into Jerusalem with shouts of Hosanna. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He had entered the city triumphantly. He had cleansed the temple. He had healed the lame and the blind in the temple courts. And now Jesus teaches the people in the temple. And he's interrupted. Men with authority came to him. Men who already had their minds made up. They ask him a question. Who gave you the authority to do these things? Cleanse the temple, ride in triumphantly, tip over the money changers' tables, heal the sick and the blind and the lame. Who gave you that authority? I think there's a lesson that Jesus has for us here today, or at least we can discern a lesson from this. Can you imagine, just for a moment, the amount of stress that Jesus is under this week? He knows he's going to die. That in and of itself is plenty of stress. Come Thursday, he'll be sweating drops of blood. Come Friday, he'll be pierced with nails and hanging from a cross. And he is interrupted as he's teaching. But does he blow up at the chief priests and the elders? That's kind of struck me this week. Does he blow up at them? And the answer to that is no. Instead, he asks them a question. He does not lose his temper. You and I are under stress. The whole society is under stress right now. And we know how all of that works. You're able to hold it together. Big things, some things. You can focus. You can keep it together. You can, be polite and courteous until there's that one little thing. And that one little thing just flips the switch, and then off like a rocket, there we go. We launch on somebody else. Well, we all have a tendency to want to win. It's in our nature, our fallen nature. Jesus is different. Now, when we're challenged, right, we often challenge back. Jesus, when challenged, he responds with a question. And do you notice he doesn't say, I think or I feel? No, he doesn't talk like that. He doesn't even argue. Really, I think in truth, nobody ever wins an argument. It's just a vomiting of feelings back and forth. And people, that generally is unproductive. It happens, and sometimes it's needed, but generally unproductive. Discussions, debates, you can win those things maybe. But you can't argue a person's feelings. Jesus then asks a question. In the Gospels, I looked it up this week, there's about 307 questions that Jesus asks in the Gospels. In the Gospel of Matthew, there are recorded for us about 35 questions that Jesus asks, give or take. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your life? Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye and you completely miss the log that is in your own eye? Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Who do the people say that the Son of Man is? Who do you say that the Son of Man is. How are you to avoid being sentenced to hell? My God, why have you forsaken me? Those and many more recorded for us in the book of Matthew. When interrupted, Jesus asks a question. John's baptism, where did it come? Was it from heaven or was it from men? He puts the chief priests and the elders on the horns of a dilemma, one they can't extricate themselves from, one they dare not answer, for either answer they give will be an answer that accuses themselves. Kind of leads us down the path of the question, how about you? When you're interrupted, how do you respond? How do you answer? How do you do when you're interrupted? John's call was a call to repentance. Jesus' call is also a call to repentance. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations." The call of Jesus is a call to repentance. And when that call strikes you, when that call interrupts you, what happens? Now, we are not the chief priests. We are not the elders. We're baptized believers. We are professing Christians. Neither, though, are we the crowds on Palm Sunday. The crowds were sure Jesus was a prophet, but they were not yet convinced of his deity. We, on the other hand, are convinced of his deity. You say, "I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten from eternity and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. Has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from sin, death, and the devil," and so on and so forth. You follow in the footsteps of Peter and the disciples. But who do you say that I am? And your answer is, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And still, we are saint and sinner at the exact same time. And as such, we often don't appreciate Jesus interrupting our lives. We appreciate his authority and we recognize it, but often irritated at his interruptions. Interruptions such as the sacrament of the altar. The sacrament of the altar. But Pastor, Holy Communion is not an interruption in our lives. We have heard the call to repent. We come before the Lord repenting of our sins. We repent and we receive, and that is so true. But what about the go part? What about go? As Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan, he asked the question, which one of these was the man's neighbor? To which the answer came, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus replied, "You go and do likewise." That's the interruption. You go and do likewise. And so the question is, do you? Do you go and do likewise? Do you have mercy on your neighbor? Or do you not wipe the slate clean and still begrudge your brother the same mercy that has been shown to you? Do you still carry grudges around? We want to be forgiven. Each and every one of us do. We need, we want, we covet God's forgiveness. We receive it here at the sacrament of the altar. Jesus has interrupted you, and he has given you forgiveness And with that forgiveness comes life and salvation. And now he interrupts us as we leave with the question, will you be the merciful servant or will you be the unmerciful servant? Here is your interruption. Will you forgive as you have been forgiven? Will you forgive and start anew? Maybe that's the reason for the Sabbath day, for the sacrament. For you are not like the chief priests. You are not like the elders of the people who questioned Jesus. The only preconceived notion that you come here with on Sunday morning is that Jesus is exactly who he says he is. The Christ, the Son of the living God. You are not seeking to dodge repentance. You are not seeking to dodge amending a sinful life. You work hard at it. Quite the contrary. You are asking for strength. You are asking for courage from the Son of God. For as Jesus said, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even the sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. And then your reward will be great. And then you will be children of the Most High. Because he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father in heaven is merciful. Yes, you're interrupted. You're interrupted all of the time. You're interrupted here. By your Christian family. You're interrupted at home with your own families. You're interrupted at work. You're interrupted at school. You're interrupted all over the place. Sometimes you fail to ask a question. Sometimes you simply launch on your neighbor. Still, at the center of your lives together is Christ. His humiliation and his exaltation is at the heart and the center of your salvation. Christ has interrupted each of us. He has come to us in the flesh. He died for you under the wrath of God in your place. He rose from the dead for you. And he now rules over all things for you. He is the source of your life. His life gives you the strength to go and be merciful to one another. You all have been interrupted by Jesus. You all have been asked questions by Jesus. And you know what? That's a good thing. Amen. And now may that peace that passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds to the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us all rise for prayer. Gracious Lord, loving God, we bring before you the petitions and the thanksgivings of your people. Thank you, O Lord, for the work, for the labor, for the hands and hearts of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, for Lutheran women in mission, that they have continued their work in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as our Savior. Even through quarantines and shutdowns, these faithful women have continued to labor and continue to work, letting the light of Christ shine in the world. Continue, O God, to further their work of spreading the gospel in both word and in acts of mercy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Most Holy Trinity, we praise you that this day, through the sacrament of holy baptism, you will add Billy Marie Page to the company of your saints, blessing her with the robe of Christ's righteousness and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Watch over Billy, her brothers Lane and Wesley, and her parents Bobby and Daniel, that they may all hear your word and at last come to the gates of everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of marriage, that holy estate which Jonathan Meyer and Lisa Lopez entered into this weekend. We implore you to be ever present in Jonathan and Lisa's home, blessing them with love and devotion to one another and to you all their days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
As we, O God, pray for those who have been newly married, we also give thanks to you for the 49 years of marriage that you have given to Tom and Linda Hashman. Dear God, accept Tom and Linda's praise as they thank you for the gifts of children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. May Tom and Linda continue to dwell in your grace and love for each other all the days that you bestow upon them. All these things and each that is in our hearts, we bring before your throne of grace and mercy. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
We continue now with the singing of the offertory. Up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, For you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Been sharing the morning worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or on Facebook Live or on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion services are also available on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone on weekends at 10 and 5 and on weekdays at 8 and 5. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
The true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. Give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 537, Beautiful Savior. Number 537, found in the Lutheran Service Book. May the Lord bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore.
Amen. Depart in peace. Amen.